Good morning. Merry Christmas. This only happens once every 8 years. It'll be 11 years again before it happens again, and we might be a little older by that time. I hope we'll still be worshiping God. And I hope that's the, I hope that you receive that greatest gift that you could ever have at Christmas and for Christmas, and that's Him. I don't know if everybody's doing different things this morning, but I know we have a busy schedule ahead of us this afternoon, and you may or may not. You may just be enjoying the Christmas day. But whatever the case, we will not be here long today. But I do think this is a very special opportunity for us to gather together as a church family on Christmas morning. You know, normally we'll get together with our family and friends on Christmas morning, but in our church family, we don't get to get together. This is a special opportunity for us to do that. We're just kind of so glad and thankful that you decided to make the time today to worship our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ, this morning today. Thank y'all for coming. Let's bow our heads as we continue our worship service this morning and go to a new prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you today. We're thankful for all that you've done. We're thankful for this morning, this day that we set aside to worship you. In particular, you giving up your Son to this world and come in form of a baby to suffer, to endure all the things that we do in this world, to experience the life that we have here, and to do so sinlessly so that you could one day make the ultimate sacrifice for us. So Lord, thank you once again. And may everything that we do today be centered around you in some way. So Lord, be with us. You guide us. You direct us in our paths. And Lord, please forgive us. For your name we pray. Amen.
Number 82, Joy to the World, the Lord is coming.
Thank you.
we look in the Holy Scriptures, in Luke, the second chapter, beginning in verse 8, specific story about the group of people who got the announcement that Christ was born in a way that there's no way that we can replicate that here. In verse 8. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. Some of the greatest joys in my life has been a text or a phone call. Or last 2 years ago, it was an ornament. And those are great moments when you're children or your grandchildren, you're told that you're going to have a kid or you're going to have grandchildren. The very first grandchild was Emery, and I was driving home from church, and all I get was a picture. And I'm going, what? Those are great times, and those are great announcements. Last year, 2 years ago, it was Penelope, and we got they come by, and it was, they got a little Christmas ornament, and we're in a ball. And what did it say exactly on it? It said baby Hester, or
baby Hester,
yeah. Baby Hester on it. And we looked at it, and we go, okay, wow, you know, it was a great announcement. But you know, there's no announcement that's greater than this announcement that was given to these shepherds. I mean, imagine sending angels to a specific group of people in a field. How wonderful that must have been. You know, these were lowly shepherds in the field. They weren't high-class citizens. But there was something about these shepherds, and I believe they probably loved the Lord, or they wouldn't have got this announcement. They were seen as sinners, and they were not seen as true worshipers. But what we find is they received the message. You see, the message was kind of surprising. They were just doing what they've always done.
Yeah.
Keeping their sheep. It was nothing different about that day that we know of, but you can tell. And so when an angel appeared, it was surprising. Because this kind of message doesn't happen every day. They weren't expecting it. And it was surprising because this great announcement came to them as lowly shepherds. They didn't feel like they probably deserved this kind of announcement. It was surprising also because it scared them out of their wits. Now let's be honest. We are faithful, true believers here, right? Angel comes down out of the sky, gives you a message, and then all of a sudden a host of heavenly angels, a bunch of them comes down. We're going to be a little frightened. It's something we've never seen before. And it was surprising about how that announcement would change their lives. The first child that you have, and the announcement, the finding out of that first child, you don't realize just how much that changes your entire life. It was even, you know, having the first announcement of having a grandkid, that changed your life. All of a sudden, you had a different purpose in life. They were changed. The message was significant. Because they were told they no longer had to be afraid. That message means you no longer have to be afraid. Because it was the best news any man could get. The Messiah was here. The Savior was here. And it was significant because it was to all people. It wasn't just to a few. It wasn't just for the good people. It wasn't a Santa Claus thing, whether he was good or bad. It was to everyone. No matter how good or no matter how bad you may have been. It was significant because a Savior was born. The Messiah had come. It was significant because God was now among men. And it was significant because they now knew how to find God. And it was going to be through that baby. The message was splendid. There was a heavenly host, 10,000 times 10,000. And these angels began all at once to begin to praise God. The message was of peace. The message was of hope. And the message was of goodwill to all men. It was a great message. And sometimes I believe this message gets lost in today's world. This is what this is all about. I love getting gifts. I love giving gifts. I love all the stuff that goes along with Christmas, all the Christmas songs and the getting together and the family and the food. All of that, which we're going to do this afternoon. But ultimately, if it doesn't have Christ in it, it's just another day that we decided to get together. People need to receive the message, but more importantly, they need to believe the message. You see, they had a charge. They had a purpose they were given. They were told to seek this baby. They were told how to find that baby. And so they had a choice. They had a decision to make. Will we sit here and keep watch over our flocks, which is our job? Or do we decide that we're going to seek after the one who was just born? Do we believe what the angels had told us? Well, they had a conviction. And their conviction was they made their choice to leave their sheep and go to Bethlehem. And ever since then, there have been millions and billions of people who have heard this message. And they had a decision to make. Do they believe the message? And what choice would they make? Would they leave everything and try to find and follow the one who was born? You see, even today, we have decisions that each person has to make. They hear the message, and they have a decision to make. And if they're convicted in their hearts, they can make the decision to follow Him. They made their choice to leave their sheep and go to Bethlehem. They had a conviction to see. They desire inside that they wanted to see Him. They believed what the angels had said and was willing to give up everything to go see Him. You see how relevant this message is today. Even today, when we talk about that little baby in a manger, that charge to those shepherds is our charge. Go see him. Leave everything and go see him. But the most important thing here this morning is what they did afterwards. You see, they shared the message. Now look, I'll be honest with you. I'd be blowing up the internet if I had a host of angels, you know, coming to the sky. Nobody would believe me, but I would be blowing the internet up. Everyone, we'd be calling a special worship service, I guarantee it. And y'all might think I was crazy, but if that happened to me, I'd be wanting to share that great news. The Messiah's come. They had waited thousands and thousands and thousands of years for a Messiah. Every Jewish boy that was born, every mother thought, could he be the one? And then that day, that night, boom. The official announcement that he was here. They believed it. They went to see him. And then after they saw him, they went their way. And what did they do? Keep it to themselves? No. They shared their message. You see, they shared their witness. They shared their witness. They shared what they saw. They didn't make anything up. They just shared what they saw. You might think today, well, I can't do that. I can't witness to someone. Yes, you can. All you have to do is that you have to tell people what you saw, what happened to you, and who you met, and invite them to come meet you too. What they told people, they went out and they were jumping and hooting and hollering. I guess you'll never see. Now remember, they were going to everybody. And they were excited. A lot of them probably thought this was a little loony. But they caused people to wonder, could it be? Could it really be the one who would save us? And not only did they share it, the message, but they had an attitude of worship. I think we fall a little bit on that sometimes. I think too often we try to share the gospel like this. You need to know Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to go find Jesus was born in a manger. No. They worshiped. And that's why I find it so important for us this morning to be together here on this day, in this moment, in order for us to worship the reason why there's a Christmas to begin with. We show the world by setting aside an hour and a half of our life, of our Christmas morning, to come and worship the one who came to earth to save us. I hope and pray this morning that we will take that message, that we'll hear it, that we will believe it, that we'll be convicted by it. And even today, with all of us here knowing Jesus Christ is our Savior, be convicted enough to want to get closer to Him. After all, there's something about someone's birthday being there at the party itself, isn't it? I'm so thankful for y'all. I'm thankful that we were able to get together this morning as a church family. And we are about to do something here that only us as a church family can do. You see, he was no ordinary little baby, was he? He had a destiny. He knew from the very beginning what he was going to have to do. He was going to have to live that perfect life for us. And he was going to have to suffer on the cross of Calvary. He was going to have to die for us. and in remembrance, because if he hadn't have done that, there's no point in all this. He would just be another baby who might have been a very special guy, a very special prophet, or a teacher. But no, he was God himself, and he came to earth to do something we could not do. So, this morning, we are going to do something that the Lord commanded us to do. We're going to take the Lord's supper. Brother Randy, if you'll come.